Hello, this is Steve from Data Bubble with this week's blog. This week we have a guest blog from Andrew Miller, author of Hope Won't Pay the Wages. Andrew is a local coach who helps business owners through changes in their personal and business life, and his blog is about his 12 business tips for Christmas. Tip 1, keep your eye on the ball. As we approach Christmas, our attention starts to drift towards the big day itself. However, this is a tough time for many businesses who have extra outgoings, with rent checks landing just before the holidays and the potential for Christmas bonuses and other goodwill payments to their staff. Tip 2, predict your position as much as possible. If you've never forecast in the past, now's the ideal time to start. It may be difficult to accurately predict the top line, but outgoings should be something you can control with a relative degree of accuracy. Tip 3, look beyond the 31st of December. Keep that forecast going all the way into the end of January if possible. The knock-on effect of Christmas can be felt for some time. Tip 4, identify potential holes. Once you've got your best predictions in, use the forecast as a tool to make sure you don't have any gaps. Make sure you have a running total of your bank balance and look out for points where it goes negative or breaks your overdraft limit so that you can address them in advance. Tip 5, look at ways to increase your top line. Either increase the amount you get from sales or sell more. Don't be afraid to put prices up, especially for customers who desperately need things for Christmas. If you can, get payment in advance in order to secure it. Tip 6, look at ways of speeding up top line. Consider offering discounts to ensure early payment, or call existing debtors and do a deal. Tip 7, look at ways of slowing down your outgoings. Bear in mind that some of your suppliers will be trying to do the same thing to you. So if there's somebody that really doesn't desperately need paying, or you make payments out of habit, just reconsider whether or not that payment does need to be made. Tip 8, look at ways of reducing outgoings. Where payment to creditors have to be made, try adapting an earlier tactic by contacting creditors and seeking a discount for early payment. With knowledge of what gaps you have in the cash flow, you'll get a feel for how much discount you need to get from across the creditors in question. Tip 9, building contingency plans. You've moved things around and plugged in the gaps, hopefully. However, there may still be gaps there, so don't ignore them and hope they'll go away. Take action now. Tip 10, be honest with yourself. If there's a serious issue, the wrong thing to do is give up too soon. Look objectively at the business. Is this something that can genuinely work, or are you just flogging it for the want of anything else to do? Tip 11, relax over Christmas. Take the time out. Tip 12, go for a walk on Boxing Day. Use this time to gather your thoughts. Go away on yourself, maybe with the exception of the dog. And tip 13, hit the ground running on the first day back. With the relaxation you've had, you should be able to do that. Thank you, goodbye.